I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Thousands of protesters remain in Lebanon's streets. The prime minister hinted for the first time yesterday that a government reshuffle may be in the works. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama just returned from Beirut. He says protesters are nearly all under the age of 40. Tax reforms began the movement, but now it's about ending government corruption.
They basically have said, you might have pulled the wool over my grandparents' eyes, but you're not pulling the wool over our eyes. You ruined my future. Get out of the way. Let us take over.
Pray for peace in Lebanon. Ministry continues, but protests make transportation difficult and trouble stirring in the Syrian refugee camps.
We need to be praying for those that are trying to minister to people, that they have real protection.
And a gift shop in Palestine is using Christmas shopping to support their community this year. The Star Bazaar, the gift shop of Bethlehem Bible College, is helping fund scholarships and provide resources to local artists this Christmas season. Why? Anne from the Star Bazaar says,
we noticed that we had a need in the community for people to have a platform to sell their items. And so we started to reach out to the community to help them as well, because we are a Christian college. So in that case, we felt that this is a wonderful way that we could actually help the people on the ground as well to get their items known and sold all over the world.
This year, you can find handmade nativity sets and blown glass Christmas ornaments for sale at the Star Bazaar. For more details and ways to get involved, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Support from people like you keeps MNN on the air and on the screen. We're trying to raise $5,000 between now and December 31st. So a gift of any amount will help us spread the word and mobilize God's people in 2020. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.